the show. I am your host, Cyprian Francis, and this is the show where we talk all things media, marketing, and film. I feel like we got to do an episode on coronavirus, right? Because this is something that is affecting every single person in America, if not every single person in the world. So let's talk about how it's affecting the entertainment business. Basically, it's shut down the entire entertainment business. So let's see. Let's go through a little bit of chronological order of events here. So as of last week, Sunday, basically the state of California mandated this stay-at-home policy, right? So people are not able to go to work. That consequently led to theaters being shut down, offices being shut down, basically any venue that houses people shut down. So there's basically been a shift in how people consume entertainment, and it's all gone VOD, digital streaming. But still, these things need to be created by people, by productions. And so it's sad. It's detrimental. It's a mood killer. It's a buzz kill. And the reality is we don't know how long this is going to take. So as of now, they've instituted this up through April 19th, right? I mean, they could probably cut it off whenever. But for a month, we're basically all going to be sitting at home, working remotely. Now, fortunately, I'm able to do a lot of my work from home. We have a lot of meetings. We can still pitch things. We can still build online products, e-commerce products, funnels, things like that. But it's kind of lonely, you know, being a single guy in LA, living by myself. You know, I'm, you know, 16 hours a day. I'm basically just like by myself, right? So, you know, right now I came out to Santa Monica to the beach to get a little bit of exercise, which is nice. Get a little fresh air, interact with human beings. You know, so that's keeping me positive. But the entertainment industry is basically on pause. And I don't know for how long, right? Short-term estimate is going to be a month. But the reality is after that month, how quickly can we get back to producing things, producing content? Which is why I'm seeing a lot of shows going virtual, right? I saw a tweet the other day that Conan O'Brien was going to be like Skyping his show and Skyping his interviews and stuff. And I'm pretty sure he's not going to be the only one. So the era of content creation has just been injected with steroids, right? Everyone with a camera, everyone with a phone is out here creating content. So it's about taking that and still packaging it to, you know, generate a profit, right? So in film and television, a lot of these budgets are made by the studios. So the studios have to optimize their revenue streams, right? So for indie films, for studio films, a lot of this comes from theatrical sales, right? Maybe on some of the bigger ones, like 50% comes from theatrical sales. So now that nobody can go to a movie theater, everything has to shift online, on demand. And so we're seeing a lot of the networks come out and go straight to VOD, right? Because they've been planning this shit for 4 or 5 years in some cases. And the plan was to go to a theatrical run, and now they can't. So now they have to go VOD. So now the advertising, the marketing plan changes. Which is, you know, good for me because this is what I do. I help bring these products to market. But it's very concerning. And we'll see. We'll give it a month. So everyone's pretty much on like a month vacation where you can't go do shit. but come to the beach and go to the grocery store and FaceTime your friends. But this could be one of those things that we look back on in 100 years and learn from. And maybe it'll improve our healthcare system. Maybe it'll improve our education system. Maybe it'll help our government go online and virtual faster. So, you know, it's not too bad on my side of things. I worry a lot about my friends who aren't in as of a in a similar position as me to work from home. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. If anyone has any questions, feel free to drop a comment. I'll reply. If you are interested in catching more episodes, go ahead, hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button. And I appreciate you taking the time to hear my coronavirus rant. Adios.